Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to this week's edition of The Thought Police. And this week it is brought to you by Skillshare, which is the world's largest online learning community for creativity. Members around the world love Skillshare for discovering inspiration, learning new skills, and putting their talents to work in ways that they care about. Skillshare offers membership with meaning, with so much to explore. It's basically all about learning a new skill. And when we were in lockdown, an awful lot of people did that. Some people decided to learn how to cook. Some people decided to learn how to be a bus driver. Some people decided to learn how to be a mechanic. There's all kinds of things that Skillshare can help you with so that you can make 2022 a year of new learning, growth, and connection through creativity. Now, one of the things that I've liked to do with Skillshare is actually go through their languages, because whenever you go abroad, right, you know you've got a basic knowledge of French, you've got a basic knowledge of Spanish, but if you're going over anywhere to Europe in the next few months, what you can do is pick a topic. Pick French, pick Spanish, and it's really easy to do. It's all online, of course. Whether you're a dabbler, whether you're a pro, whether you're a hobbyist, whether you're a master, you're creative. And it goes everything from being a leader. It can tell you how to do a course in all kinds of management of people, all kinds of different areas of tech, all kinds of different areas of IT. There's an entire catalogue of language classes, of course, as well. And it's going to appeal to almost everybody listening to this. So if you feel like you want to do something different, you feel like you want to do something new, Skillshare is where you need to go. So here's how you do it. You go to skillshare.com/thought. You get a 1 month free trial. So it's very simple. And then you can pick and choose. And there's a huge array of things that you can do. So remember this, explore your creativity at skillshare.com/thought. Get a 1 month free trial just because you are a subscriber to The Thought Police. Most of the actual online tutorials are under an hour, broken into short lessons, and so they're very, very easy to do. So just remember this, 1 month free if you listen to The Thought Police at skillshare.com/thought. And now it's time for the podcast. Welcome to The Thought Police. We are, of course, Mike Graham and Kevin O'Sullivan. We are what can only be described as, are you fucking eating another sandwich?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. I thought we'd agreed you wouldn't do that anymore.
Every time you fucking agree it, yeah, well, that's when I agree to carry on doing it.
I know that you as don't long as adhere possible. To any fucking rules of any kind.
If it fucks you off, then it's worth doing.
It does fuck
me
off. You know, what the fuck is a sandwich this week then?
Smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon. I thought you were a fucking vegan.
No, you cunt. I keep fucking telling you. That's the whole fucking point. I'm not a fucking vegan.
Right.
And
well, you're meant
fish.
To be a vegetarian at least. You're not a pesca-fucking-tarian, are you?
Well, obviously I fucking am, aren't I?
Okay.
Hence the explanation for the fucking smoked salmon.
All right. Okay. All right. Fucking calm down. Did you buy the smoked salmon at home? Did you have it at home?
Well, this is not an interesting line of questioning.
Well, I think it is. People want to know where you get your fucking smoked salmon from. You're fucking funny vegetarian, you. Fuck me.
I'm not a fucking vegetarian. I've just
stopped
eating.
You told us you were.
No, you have decided. You've decided it. You've decided I'm a fucking vegan.
Right.
You decided I have vegan sex, whatever the fuck that
what?
Is.
What the
that's
fuck what, is vegan sex?
That's what you
sex?
Said last week. You
did
have,
I?
Yeah.
I don't remember
when
that.
No one knows what that is.
No.
But I never said that. I mean, I still eat fish, so I think that is what called a pescatarian.
So you're now a pescatarian then?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
As long as we know. The point is you've never
what
said that.
What do you
that.
Mean, no? You've been just fucking flying
fucking
off with your own
you
conclusion.
Told us that you...
You've been saying I'm a fucking vegan. I was never a vegan.
Okay, well, you're not a fucking vegetarian either. Why don't
no,
you just go back to eating
you
fucking...
Thank you very much.
Why don't you just go back to eating fucking sausage rolls and call it a day?
Might as well fucking eat anything you like now.
I'm edging that way.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah. Omnivore, I think, is the word you're looking for. That's what you fucking are. Mm. You eat anything that fucking gets put down in front of you. You know, the more the merrier.
Well, I'm trying to make a gesture. Yeah.
Now, listen, here's the thing. Have you ever heard of these new parking apps where Pooch has used them in the past, where you can basically look up on an app.
I know about them.
If you're going to somewhere like, I don't know, central London or central Manchester, and they will basically give you a location to park your car, and it's a lot cheaper than putting it on a meter, right, or a lot cheaper than parking it on a fucking... you know, pay and display, or in a car park.
It's a great idea, yeah.
Well, it is a great idea.
Because it's fucking 35 quid to park for a day in London. No.
Well, it's a great idea as long as it works properly. But apparently fraudsters are now fucking getting their hands on it, right? And they're renting out people's spaces outside their houses, right? On their fucking driveway, right?
So without you wake up and somebody's parked in your drive.
A fucking woman in Birmingham had this very experience, right? She fucking, she wakes up one morning, there's a fucking car parked on her front garden, basically. She's got like a sort of front garden, bit of a driveway, bit of a garage. There's a fucking car there. She's going, whose car's this? She makes a few phone calls.
Somebody's rented it out.
Somebody's fucking told them they can park there. The bloke has parked his car there and gone on fucking holiday, right? So it's been stuck there so far for a week, and she can't move it because she doesn't have the keys. She can't get it towed. They're not apparently allowed to move it because the deal that was done is entirely legitimate. It's like some kind of loophole in the fucking law, right?
Well, I know what I'd do. I'll get a fucking forklift truck. Move the bloody thing.
Well, that's what I would do. But where are you going to put it, though?
I don't care.
Yeah, but you'd have to have a place to put it. Otherwise, they could probably do you for criminal damage because you lifted their car, one, and two, left it in some fucking side street where it got robbed or fucking stolen.
Well,
you know?
What about if you, all right, leave it there, but like repaint it, you know, with a big old paintbrush. Just take them when they come back. So I thought you'd like that.
You could spray paint, no parking.
Just like shitty old brushes. some sort of local authority, you know, urinal green.
Yes, absolutely horrendous. So this woman's called Debbie Flynn. And it's a silver Vauxhall that's parked in, which apparently she lives near Birmingham Airport, right? So I wonder if it's also, because you know how they have those airport parking jobs where they'll say, we park it off-site. But they always tell you, make sure you check the fucking mileage before you leave it and check it when you come back, because a lot of them rent the fucking car out and your car gets driven around by some fucking maniac while you're away on holiday.
Yeah.
You know?
Go to one of the official ones.
Yeah.
But that can cost a lot of money.
Well, exactly.
You can... Last time I went away for 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, there's a picture. It's the car on the left. It's not hers. It's on the fucking grass.
Well, I suppose it's not in the way of anything.
Well, it's not. But imagine if they parked it in front of hers and then she couldn't
get out. Yeah, that would be funny.
That would suck.
But
maybe you could rent out your special space where you live because it's rather narrow there.
Yeah.
You know, your mate, the guy who keeps running into your car, can fucking run into
theirs. I don't know who the fucking hell did it last time. Yeah. Fucking great dent. You know, is exactly what happened the last time. Right. So at least the last time I saw the bloke do it. So I get it fixed for 3,000 quid and he pays. And then someone else does it again. And this time, I don't know who did it.
Maybe you should put a camera up.
Well, there's a thought, yeah.
You know, and actually catch him in it. Catch him at it. Now, according to this, it won't be the case for you because yours is a kind of communal area, but apparently a car driveway is part of your property. So someone parking there technically is trespassing, but it's not a criminal offence. It's only a fucking civil offence, right? So you'd have to literally go to court probably to get permission to remove it.
Yeah.
And that's where the loophole is.
That's ridiculous. So you've got no rights to your own property?
No, because it's not causing any danger, right, to anyone. So you can't get them for that. It's parked in a place that's not in the way.
Right.
So she's apparently chained up the tyre. So when the driver comes back to get the car, they'll have to knock on the door and explain what the fuck they're doing.
Well, I mean, I don't blame her.
No, I don't blame her either.
It sounds like it's not their fault either.
Well, the person who's parked it there...
Some cunt is just like fucking said, yeah, it's my house.
Yeah, just leave it over there. That'll be fine, you know.
So you know what we were talking about? On the last Thought Police last week, about women football. Shit! absolute crap.
Yeah, it hasn't got any better since last week.
No crowds. Right. No one watches it. No one cares.
It's not as bad as the women's cricket. Remember the women's cricket? There was literally nobody in the fucking stadium.
Yeah, well, that's about, you know, they're swapping their no crowds with no crowd football. Nobody goes to watch women's sports. So, anyway...
Well, they quite like women's tennis. I mean, I quite like women's tennis.
Yeah, but it's shit compared with blokes' tennis. I mean, it does depend on the trouble. No, it doesn't.
I'd watch Emma Raducanu playing tennis any day.
Yeah, but she's shit now, isn't she?
Well, she's not shit. She won the fucking US Open.
Yeah, but she keeps getting kicked out of everything in the first
fucking
round.
Well, that's because she's
now.
British. You know,
yeah, but she's fucking useless now.
Well, that's
isn't
what
she?
Happens when you're
one,
British.
One hit wonder.
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that.
But women's tennis is bollocks compared to blokes' tennis. You know, it's like that's the trouble with women's sport. It's like if you watch a bloke's playing football, you say, "Oh, all right, that was good."
Is this you advocating?
Right, well, let's go watch some women play it really shit.
Is this are you advocating then? Look, let's watch
Usain Bolt and all the blokes see how fast they can do 100 meters. Right, let's watch the women do it a lot slower. I mean, that's basically, isn't it?
No, but
right, let's watch these two titans of the game. You know, Federer and. Nadal, you know, in this 5-set clinic, two massive men fighting out power. Right, let's watch two women play it much worse for 3 sets.
Well, some people
Why
find
should
it,
they get the same bloody money?
Some people find it nice to watch women playing tennis, but here's the thing. Are you advocating?
Yeah, but it's
for
not
more?
As good as women's as blokes tennis.
Well, it
is
can
it?
Be. It depends on the blokes.
Well, no, it can't.
Yeah, I've
it
watched
can't.
Some pretty shit.
Not
men.
In the professional.
I've watched no, some pretty
no,
shitty
no,
fucking
no,
blokes
no,
tennis.
No. Professional women's tennis is nowhere near as good as blokes tennis.
No, I don't think it is as a general rule. But some women's matches are better than some men's matches. That's what I'm saying.
Not really, because they only go for 3 sets.
Well, that's fine for me. I've that's got a short attention span.
Well, you yeah, know. But that's no good.
I wouldn't want to watch
that's
him play.
That's no good.
You're saying you want to watch him playing for 5 fucking sets?
No, I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch him at all.
Fuck that shit.
I think women,
but are you advocating,
women should be banned.
Are you advocating
tennis.
For more trans athletes? So
no,
saying?
No, no. I'm just
yeah, you
just,
do.
Just blokes.
You want more
no,
trans
no, no,
women?
No, I didn't say that. You put words in my mouth.
Well, that's what I do.
I don't want any trans athletes. I don't want any female athletes. Just blokes.
All right.
Just blokes.
Well, what was the football story you wanted to tell
well,
me?
Well, no,
anyway?
Just that the Northern Ireland women's manager, a bloke called Kenny Shields. Mm. They Northern Ireland are playing England a couple of weeks back. And in women's football. And basically, Northern Ireland, they let one in, and then they let 4 in quick succession.
Right.
So they lost 5-0. And then Kenny Shields gets in the big shit because he said, well, the thing is, they're emotional women. See, so they let one goal in, and then emotionally they fall apart at the seams, and they get so distraught, they let 3 more in quick succession. He goes, I've noticed this. Happens all the time. Of course, he had to apologise.
Of course he did, yeah, because you're not allowed to state the bleeding obvious, are you? But also, didn't that happen to Arsenal the other day? Didn't they get beaten 5-0 by somebody?
What, Arsenal women?
No, Arsenal men. Didn't they get beaten 5-0 by somebody? I thought they did.
Well,
I mean,
but,
it does happen.
Well,
it does happen.
What was that? If you think about it, men footballers often seem to be very emotional.
They're very emotional. They weep all the
time. I mean, and I think men footballers quite often fall apart at the seams after they let one in.
Well, a lot of them.
So, Kenny Shields gets in the shit for saying something that was interpreted as being sexist. But in fact, I think, you know, all professional footballers, be they male or female, tend to be highly
Maybe
strung.
Maybe it's the football.
They tend to be highly strung.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very emotional game, isn't it? People seem to get much more involved in it than any other fucking sport in the world. I mean, you don't see people, you know, fighting at the tennis or the cricket.
Well, I don't know. The tennis players get very worked up, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they do. But then it's a very individual sport as well. Whereas with football, they're playing for a team. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, you're more of a football fan than I am.
But emotional involvement is a good thing.
Well, you're emotionally involved with the football, aren't you?
Fucking right. Fucking hell. Right. I do not know how Fulham season will be going when this podcast comes out. But I can tell you.
It's going pretty well,
that,
isn't it?
Not so long ago, on Friday, it was like my worst ever footballing moment.
Was it?
So, basically, a couple of weeks back, fucking. Notts Forest on a Friday, on Good Friday it was, if Luton beat them,
right,
which is very unlikely because Luton are shit and Notts Forest aren't too bad, they're challenging for the playoffs. So if Luton beat them, all we had to do was defeat Derby, and they're shit.
Right.
So admittedly it was at Derby. So we fucking go there. I'm on air. And... techie Sam comes on, he goes, after 7, he goes, you're 1-0 up. I go, great.
Do you have to try and avoid watching it then?
Well, if I watch it, I won't be able to do a radio show. I'll just be glued to the screen. So they said, you want the football? And I said, no, bad idea.
Right.
Anyway, so 1-0 up, yeah. About 60 minutes goes, I'm afraid it's 1-0. Fuck. That's 79 minutes. It's 2-1 to them.
Oy.
We fucking lost. We fucking lost. Absolute fucking outrage. And so the whole of Easter weekend, I couldn't even think about football. I couldn't watch the FA Cup. I couldn't fucking talk about football. I didn't want to look at the results. I was so depressed.
Really? Does it depress you that
yeah,
much?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But hang on. I mean, I thought they were top of the league, aren't they?
Yeah, but we could have fucking been promoted.
Oh, you mean it could have been clinched?
Yeah, yeah, and we blew it. And we blew it against... So that was two losses in a row against shit Coventry and even shitter Derby.
Well, maybe they get nervous.
Fucking, well, yeah, I think so, mate. Yeah, it's getting on my fucking
tits. Losing the fucking plot. So how far away from winning or winning the league
well,
are they now?
Hopefully by the time this podcast comes out, we'll be safely promoted.
Yeah.
But rest assured, at the time
of recording...
Is this
why you've been so grumpy lately?
Yeah, fucking right.
Fuck
God,
sake.
I mean,
we can't really
mood.
Live with fucking old Kevin O'Sullivan getting any more grumpy. Anyway, we were talking at the beginning of this podcast, right, about parking stories.
Right.
I got one to tell you from New York where my then... I'm not even sure if we were married. I think it was my... Anyway, the woman I ended up marrying had a little red Dodge Colt car, which had a couple of really weird things about it, right? It had two doors, and so the seats went forward, so you get in the back. But it had those side windows at the back, you know, the kind that kind of open... out on a bracket, you know,
yeah,
you don't roll them down.
Old minis.
Anyway, I remember fucking parking it once, right? And for some fucking reason, I don't even know how I managed it. I managed to park it. It was locked, but the key was still in the fucking ignition and it was still running. The fucking engine was still going, right? I don't know how I did it. But of course, in those days, you had the button that you pressed down. I must have pressed the button down, locked it. But the fucking car was locked, you know, and I had to figure out a way of somehow, because I couldn't leave it just with the engine running, not because I gave a shit about the planet. So I had to try and get my arm inside the fucking back of the window.
Yeah.
So I'd managed to open it, but it was just about enough room for me to get my hand in to try and pull the button up, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just as I was about to reach it, the fucking thing shattered. Like literally all over me, you know. So the fucking window was gone. I was meeting some people in the pub on 45th Street, like you do, because I would have no fucking qualms about drink driving in those days, which I know is a bad thing now. But driving around Manhattan, nobody fucking cared. Anyway, so I then had to go into the pub, try and get some kind of fucking cloth or something to cover up the fucking... I mean, nobody really cared in those days. It was just like, well, I'm just going to cover it up. Anyway, eventually it got towed. This fucking car, and it was a right old mess because a guy who we knew quite well had taken, he had to fly to LA or something, and we were having this boozy lunch, and I said, well, I'm not driving you, I can't drive you, I'm too fucking pissed to drive you to the airport. He went, I'll fucking drive, don't worry about it. As we're pulling into Newark Airport, he makes a right turn to pull off the fucking freeway and just smacks into another fucking car.
Oh, great.
And knocks the back end off the...
That's
you
what
know.
You want.
Yeah, that's great.
Your car.
And then we get to
comedy
the,
car.
And he literally got out at the fucking airport, went, cheerio, guys. She fucking left us with a shit car, right? So the car was already in a bit of a mess. Anyway, it gets fucking towed away. And we park it. I can't remember where they towed it away from. But we figured out that it'd obviously been taken to the pound. Rang the pound up. And they said, oh, yeah, we can't release the car until you pay the parking tickets on it. I said, well, how much is the parking tickets? And he went, $1,200.
Fuck,
because she hadn't paid one for fucking, you know, she kept getting
it's like
them.
Keep the car,
well, you
right?
know what some women are like. They just park anywhere and they think, oh, I'm not going to have to pay the fucking ticket. Anyway, so I said exactly that. I said, well, I don't want it. I said, you fucking keep it. You can have it. And he went, sorry, what? I'm like, you keep the fucking car. Sell it for the fucking tickets. He's like, you can't do that. You can't leave it here. I said, well fucking watch me. That's what I'm doing. So we just left the car, never saw it again. You know.
I had that here in London. I went to get it. It was like in the middle of the
week.
Are
you still eating, by the way?
No, just thought I might as well.
For fuck's sake.
So I go get a haircut down in Primrose Hill. Left my car in a legal place on the hill. And,
I used to live in Primrose Hill.
And when I got back, after about half an hour, I'm getting a haircut. Get back, the fucking car's clamped.
Clamped, yeah, those cunts that clamped.
Why
cars.
Have I been clamped? This is illegal parking. So there's a number on the thing, that sticker they put on the side. I phoned the number. I said, why you fucking clamped me? I've just fucking paid the ticket and everything. It says, oh, you got outstanding parking tickets. I said, what are you talking about? He said, yeah, you got outstanding parking tickets dating back over a year.
Right.
I go, well, how much are you? He goes, £970. I said, what are you fucking talking about? Anyway, turns out, that the car is kind of registered to my wife's name,
right?
At our address, And she hasn't changed the fucking address on her bloody driving license. So all the tickets have been going to our old address.
All right.
And she hasn't paid them. So
well, she must have known she had them, though.
No, no, because they never went to her. Because she's,
oh, but she,
she's
mean,
registered
yeah,
but, and the cunt who...
But there was never one on the windscreen, you mean?
Well, yeah, no, because these are just previous ones that either she didn't see or she just threw them away and didn't...
She threw them away, that's what you want to tell me.
And then just thought, oh, I got away with
she
it.
She fucking threw them away.
Well, I throw parking tickets away usually. I wait for the reminders to turn up. But anyway, she clearly felt, oh, well, I haven't had any reminders, I haven't had any letters, therefore I've got away with it. But she hadn't, so there are about
typical
like four of these
fucking
tickets that she hadn't paid. Anyway, cut long story, I was just, in the end, I had to go, fuck.
I had
to give this guy 970
quid. Well, I hope you fucking gave her a fucking bollocking over it.
I wasn't too pleased.
No, I bet.
I said, I suppose there's any chance of you paying them.
My ex-wife was particularly good at writing cars off. She wrote one off fucking driving down King Henry's Road, which you all know, down the Swiss Cottage, right? Some fucking German bloke came out from a mini roundabout, smashed straight into him, wrote off the whole fucking car, right? And it wasn't even her car, it was my company car that I used to leave her to drive. She once wrapped it round a fucking pole in the Waitrose car park at Swiss Cottage, because we used to go to there quite regularly, smacked it up. And I used to have to go into the fucking company and go, this was, I think it was the Mirror, or maybe it was the Express actually in those days. And say, oh, somebody's hit the fucking car again. And they were like, you're quite unlucky, aren't you? I went, yeah. I don't know why it keeps fucking happening.
Yeah, I keep picking the wrong wife.
I don't know. She was fucking awful. She actually, then we moved
you're
to
quite
Hendon.
Quite unlucky, aren't you? Yeah, have you met her?
Yeah, I know, totally. You must fucking know her. We moved to Hendon, right? And we lived on this quite busy road, not far from the A41. And I know this means nothing to anybody who doesn't know North London. But we were sort of on this slight bend, and people would come around the bend quite quick. She came out one day from the fucking driveway, and some guy takes the whole front off the fucking car. You know? And I'm like, how many more fucking accidents are you going to have, you stupid fucking bitch?
About it. That must be all the fucking time.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, now, luckily, it doesn't happen, because I don't have a company car anymore. But they were great in those days, because they literally would just fix it for you, and no questions were asked. And they just put down fucking, you know... accident, not the fault of the driver.
Company car, who cares?
I mean, those were the fucking good old days.
You know, I should preface this with the fact my wife is very good at organising bureaucratic things. She's really good at
it. Well, she's
not
very good at paying for fucking
parking
tickets.
But she does have her moments, hence the parking ticket debacle. And then, so we used to have two dogs, Chaz and...
Dave.
And Dottie. And Dave, yeah. And so... The insurance for both dogs was costing quite a lot of money, yeah, 80 quid a month or something. And
Christ, that is a lot of money.
They did cost quite a lot.
Yeah, I know.
So Henrietta gets to grips with it. She said, I've got this amazing deal. I said, what's it? So I've got both the dogs covered. It's a really good pet plan scheme, and fully covered, and it's only 15 quid a month. I said, well, that's a fucking saving. Result, she said, yeah, it's amazing. I said, yeah, brilliant. So so we've got 15 quid a month, both dogs insured. So we take one time, we took Chaz out for a walk, stupid little cunt, because he fucking eats everything. He's already had a load of olive pips, because he's nicked my mother's olives. My mother was there. So he nicked a load of olives and ate them, because he does that. Just nicks your foot, leaps up, nicks
it. I mean,
it
I've seen it happen.
Yeah,
you can't fucking believe it.
Nicks your fucking
You literally
foot.
Can't believe it. So when I was here around your place, at, I'd forgotten. I went around to your place at fucking New Year's Eve, right? And I'm sitting there, and the one hand I've got a glass of champagne, and the other hand I've got like a bit of cheese and biscuits. And I was distracted for a second. He fucking went for my right. I was like, fuck you! And I just pulled my hand back, and he missed it.
But you're
and
a
he
rare
only fucking missed it by a second.
You're a rare example of someone who manages to fight him off. He usually... I mean, he gets us still, and we should be used to it. But he's still... He's
I know.
Really good.
Did he not get... I'm pretty sure he got Henrietta's fucking hamburger.
What he does...
His veggie burger. We were in that... Remember that pub down in Sussex?
Yeah. And
the
then you were in the pub in Hampstead with the King Willie. Remember he
took
the chips
out, knocked them out of the guy's hand, and before anybody could do anything, he fucking eat them all.
What he does,
he's literally eating the whole fucking lot.
What he does is he leaps up, and he either gets it, but if he doesn't get it, he goes down and he acts all disappointed, and slinks away, and you go, oh, bloody dog. And just at the moment, you go, it'll suddenly zoom round, it'll suddenly U-turn and fucking dive at you again and take it.
He's amazing.
Anyway,
so
he'd had my mother.
He's a lovely, sweet little dog, though,
but he's
in other ways.
He's a food thief.
But he's basically a fucking vandal.
Yeah, he is. So, Britain's worst dog. So, he's had these fucking olives. Anyway, we took him and Dottie for a walk, and he disappears into some bush, comes out. He's obviously eating something. We're not fucking, you know. Anyway, we get home, and about 2 hours later, he's obviously in some sort of distress. And so, you know, so Henry, I go, oh, fucking hell, he's in a bad way, and he's like writhing. So we have to nip him to the vet. Anyway, it turns out that what he's done on top of the olive stones and things that he's in, he's gone into this bush and he's found a peach. So he's got a fucking great peach stone down there. So the vet said, I have to operate, and I have to operate now. Otherwise your dog's
going to get it out. Because he couldn't breathe, right?
He's got a total blockage of his system.
Right.
So he operates. Dog, you know, amazing. Shows us all the shit that comes. Fucking shit came out of his stomach. You know, car number plates.
Yeah, right. So like the shark in Jaws.
Anyway, so I said, okay. And it was like $4,500 for this. So it was the dog walk that cost
$4,500.
And did the insurance cover it? Well, so I said, all right, well, you know, I'll pay it now. Claim on Henrietta's amazing new insurance system. And so we claimed on Henrietta's amazing insurance. She said, yeah, I put it in. Anyway, about a week later, we get to $4,500. I get like about £280. And I go, Henrietta, this isn't really covering it. It was 4,000. So it turns out,
$3,500 deductible.
The reason she's got a great deal is that, you know, the maximum for 15 quid a month, as long as you accept a maximum payout of 280 quid, you know, that's
for any particular individual thing.
So she got us this fucking deal where the maximum payout was £280. So that fucking walk cost me over 4,000 fucking pounds.
That's ridiculous. Because they do say that there are two ways to do it with animals, isn't there? You can either have the insurance or you can just put the money away on a monthly basis. If you put money away every month, there's a pretty good chance that anything that happens, you'll be able to pay out with that money, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, I'm still torn on it. You'd probably be better off if it, as you say, you don't necessarily have to put money away, but if you just pay it when when something happens, pay it. It'll probably save you money rather than
we had this thing
shelling out 50 quid a month.
We had this thing with Ziggy where at one point he's got dodgy hips anyway because he's a Labrador, and he kind of couldn't get up one morning, literally just couldn't stand because he'd been running around the day before. He'd been sort of, you know, crazily doing those turns that they do and chasing another dog and And in the end, he was fine. But at one point, the vet was like, well, we can x-ray the hips if you want, but that'll be about, you know, 500 quid. I said, well, there's no fucking point. We know he's got dodgy hips.
The old x-ray
is going to show that all his hips are in the wrong fucking place, but we already know that. So no thanks. We're not going to fucking bother. You know, we now give him fucking paracetamol and fucking arthritis medicine for humans. He seems quite happy with that.
Exactly,
you know?
Right. And if they say...
this has turned into like dog advice.
Everything seems to be all right, but we should give your dog an x-ray. At that point, say, fuck your x-ray.
Yeah, fuck off.
Because that'll save you around about 400 quid.
Yeah, exactly. Or people will put you through the fucking ringer and say, oh, maybe you should scan the dog in a hospital.
Well, that's just to charge you money.
Fucking hopeless.
Complete con.
Now, listen, while we're here, I want to talk to you about Harry's because we've used it before. You've used it as well. Harry's is way more than a super sharp razor company. We're here to revamp your whole routine. From close shaves to flake-free hair, all the way to clear, healthy skin, it absolutely helps you. And for this particular sponsorship this week, we're offering a free travel-size shower gel with a trial set for our listeners, right? Now, the trial set includes free shower gel, travel blade cover for the expertly engineered handle, five-blade cartridge, and a foaming shave gel as well. And it's all good stuff. I've used this stuff in the past. The shower gel is really good.
Yeah, it's really nice. Sounds good.
And also, there's nothing worse than getting that horrible foam. Have you ever had shaving foam? which like,
yeah, just, like
it's fucking horrible. So basically, yeah, so shaving gel is brilliant. All you got to do
gel.
To support this podcast and give your own shower shave a go, because they're also advocating you should shave in the shower, which I've done from time to time. You've got to get a little mirror going.
You need so a you mirror, though, don't you?
Hurt yourself. Yeah, exactly right. But the products are all formulated with 0% sulfates, parabens, and dyes. They're alcohol-free. There's nothing to worry about in that scenario. Just go to harrys.com/thoughtpolice, and what you'll do is you'll get this free Harry's trial set, and all you've got to pay for is $3.95 for delivery. So it's a freaking great deal. It's
yeah,
a great
no,
deal.
Great. Sounds great.
It's a very, very good deal indeed. It's Harry's shaving company. Once again, harrys.com/thoughtpolice. All you've got to pay is $3.95.
Sounds good.
For delivery. And it's an amazing offer. Give it a go. That's very what we
good.
Say.
Very good.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about dogs before. We were talking like about... That. What's that? What
it's
have you done?
Thumb.
What have you done to your thumb?
I'll tell you. So, yes, this is Easter Sunday morning. Mm. It's like pathetic, isn't it? Can't even cut bread.
There's nothing worse than cutting your hand.
Fucking when the knife went in, it's like, oh, shit. I just knew
you
it
was
going to
be. You know, don't you?
Yeah, so there's that moment, you know, because I virtually felt it hit the bone. It was so deep. And, you know, there's that moment, isn't there? You go, it might be all right. So that you get fat for 20 seconds when it goes all white. You go, oh, no, I don't think it is going to bleed. And then like, puff, 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 fucking like Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah.
It was
there's
fucking
always a
all
split
over
second,
the place.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I can fucking tell you, right? I thought I was going to die one night, right? Now, I've got a nasty habit of picking my nails.
Well, let's not go into your nasty
well,
habits
I've got
of
a lot
all
of nasty
night.
Habits, so I've got a lot of
let's
nasty
not,
habits.
Let's not do all of them. We haven't got
no,
time.
We haven't got time. And also, it's a family show. I've got a dodgy...
No, it's not! Well, fucking family show.
Yeah, especially
gather
after
around,
that nice fucking story you told about the woman with the legs hanging out the fucking car.
Yeah,
in
we're going to do some rape stories later. We always like a good the funny side of rape. I think it's yes.
Often
an unexplored, underexplored
often
territory.
Overlooked,
comically,
yeah.
I think
absolutely right. Now I've got an injury that I got an injury to my right thumbnail, right? From when I used to work in the bakery, we used to have these big jars of big. Sort of cans of apricots, really huge, right? And I remember putting one down once, and it dropped right on my thumbnail. And so it made a dent, and it's never been right since, okay? Now, it's actually, if you look at that, it doesn't look too bad.
Yeah.
Well, you might differ from that.
So did it come back like where it go all black?
Well, what
then...
happened, it went all black, but it didn't break the nail off. But what it was like, there was like an indentation inside
and
you
never
the nail,
got rid of it.
And it's never grown out, right? So occasionally... When I'm sort of watching TV or if I'm seeing a traffic jam, I'll sort of pick away at my nails, right? And I started picking away at this particular hole in my nail. And what I didn't know is that your blood is the closest to the surface of your skin underneath your thumbnail.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I'm watching Question Time one night. It was so fucking boring, right, that I was literally like a man possessed picking. I found this hole and I was picking away at it. And suddenly it started bleeding, right, from the middle of my thumbnail.
Right.
And it wouldn't fucking stop.
Ooh.
And I didn't know what to do.
We put a plaster on.
No, well, no, it was literally streaming out of it. It was streaming.
No,
I needed to make it stop. But of course, when I went to a doctor finally the following day, she said, "Did you not
put
hold
a plaster
it?
On
did
it.
You not hold?" No, she said, "Did you not hold it up and stop the bleeding by squeezing your thumb, which is what you're supposed to do?"
Yeah,
because the blood was literally pouring out.
Yeah, right.
And I said, "No, I was running it under a tap." And so every time I saw the kind of clotting, that horrible thick red stuff, I was washing that away. And she's like, "Well, that's what you should have fucking left because that's what stops it bleeding.
Because that clots it up."
But you know what I had to do in the end?
What?
Because I was going to work the next day. I had to wrap, I wrapped a couple of tea towels around
it.
And they were soaked, like literally something out of fucking Goodfellas.
I know that thing.
Soaked with blood.
Well,
and there's a horrible smell.
This weekend,
In the end, I went to bed, right? I wrapped a tea towel around it and put it in a plastic bag. And it was literally lying in bed. Bleeding, I thought, to death. I'm not joking. And when I woke up in the morning, there was a fucking pool of blood inside the bag. I reckon I must have lost about a pint of fucking blood. It was unbelievable.
And it dried up by then?
Well, it had stopped bleeding, but the blood was all in the bag. I came into work, and I remember doing a handover with Julie Hartley Brewer. And as I was talking to her and waving my arms around, it started bleeding again. And literally, blood was pouring out of it. She didn't even notice. She was still talking away to me, and I'm like, "I'm fucking bleeding here. I don't know what I'm going to fucking do." And in the end, it was fine. But I honestly thought
you're going to die.
That I was going to bleed to death.
Thumbnail.
You know how, like, when you're if you're a hemophiliac,
yeah,
and you can't clot, the blood can't clot.
Yeah.
I was actually doing that by rubbing it, running it under the fucking tap.
Yeah, but you would. I mean, if you're not a hemophiliac, it will in the end coagulate.
Not if you keep running it under a tap.
I suppose so.
What you got to do is hold it upright and squeeze the.
Well, don't run it under the fucking tap.
Well, now I know that. But, you know, this woman told me, she's like, do you not know that about blood? I'm like, no. Nobody's ever told me that. How the fuck would I know? I'm not a fucking first aid man.
Who knew that? When I was a kid, right, I'm talking about thumbs, right? The same thumb that is now fucked up again. Something about this thumb. So I was shooting air rifles.
That's never a good idea.
With some friends.
One of my kids wants to get an air rifle. Yeah. Tell them to fuck off.
Well, anyway, I don't know what I managed to do, but I managed to fuck it up. So instead of the pellet firing outwards, it sort of like all exploded inwards. And it kind of came off. And
Kev goes hunting.
No. But it kind of banged into my thumb. And I could feel it there. And, you know, big bump. And it just sort of like, fucking stayed there and then healed over there.
What you mean?
Yeah, just this lump.
Honestly,
it was when I was about like 10 years old.
Hmm.
And then, I mean, about 35 years later, for about like literally about 35, it started to feel like, oh, this is starting to hurt a bit, you know. And then it got hurt a lot. And I thought, well, fucking hell, what's going to. And then suddenly, this sort of like, gold bit of metal started sticking out of my thumb, and it basically worked its way out after 35 years.
Wow!
So then eventually I picked it out.
But
I pulled
what was
it out.
Well,
it was a little bit of an air rifle pellet made of brass.
You could have been poisoned by it.
I know. Well, it was in there for a long time. Might explain a lot.
You could do. What do you think of Oliver Cromwell?
Cunt.
It's his birthday, apparently. April the 25th.
He's boring, cunt, though, wasn't he?
Which is today.
He was
Isn't
a boring cunt, yeah.
Well, I don't really know what I make of Oliver Cromwell.
Well, he doesn't have any
strong feelings about him one way or the other.
Miserable.
He didn't like the king.
Miserable.
Right?
Puritan.
Yeah.
Puritanical.
I don't like Puritans.
Cunt.
I'm not keen on that.
That's what he was like.
Mm.
You know, he's like, he'd be a member of the Labour Party now.
He probably would, actually. Sort of the first wokist.
Yeah, socialism.
He's the first wokist, isn't he?
Well, socialist.
He didn't think he wanted to be ruled by the unelected royals.
I mean, I'm sort of quite. I quite like the idea of, you know, rebelling against the elites. But what he didn't want was anyone to have any fun ever. You know, that life was about duty and service. That cunt Harry going on about service. What about service? Service. What is a service to who?
Well, he's only servicing her, is all he's servicing, isn't he?
What has he said?
He probably only gets to do that once a month, you know, which he fucking gives his balls back out of the fridge.
Yeah. Here, Harry, have your balls. You can fuck me now. I mean, fuck off, darling.
Yeah. She's piling a few pounds on as well, isn't she? Fat cunt.
Also, did you see that ridiculous fucking little tiny mini fucking
it's
Land Rover?
It's Harry and his fatso wife. Baldy fucking ginger cunt and his fatso wife. Anyway, so he goes to The Hague and he goes, I will not rest. I will never rest until I've made this world a more equal place for my children.
I mean, fuck off.
Him. What does he know about equality?
He knows nothing about equality.
This is the cunt who sued the British government because they weren't going to give him enough security, please, when he came here.
He's now got more security than fucking Boris Johnson.
Talk about demanding status. Fucking cunt.
Also, what does he know?
He's really fucking.
But also, what does he know about equality? By the way, born with a silver fucking spoon in his mouth. This only
he. I will not rest until this world is a more equal place for my children.
Are they putting up any Ukrainians? By the way,
yeah.
Are they putting up any Ukrainians? I haven't heard that.
No, but they stand with Ukraine.
They stand with Ukraine. Well, that's fine then. That's all very well. But this is the same guy who claimed that he'd been cut off by his family, who only gave him 4 million last year. And gave him a trust fund of 30 million. I mean, most people's definition of being cut off is not fucking that, is it?
Well, he wasn't cut off. He made that up.
Of course he did.
It's outrageous.
Absolute 24
And that's why
cut.
When he came for this reunion meeting with the royal family, when the Olive Branch conference, it lasted less than 15 minutes.
If I was fucking Charles, I would refuse to see him.
Yeah. Well,
I just go, no,
he
sorry,
only
mate.
Saw him for 10 minutes.
Sorry, I've got to fucking wash my hair. or I've got to talk to some plants. Yeah. We'll get more fucking,
fucking
out of them.
Queen, magnificent monarch, shit head of a family, don't she? I mean, she's absolutely shit at being head of the royal family.
Yeah.
She's, you know, fucking useless.
She's got one son who's a paedophile. Sorry. No, he's not a paedophile. He's a man who has paid a load of money to somebody he's never met, who says that she was underage when he fucked her.
Yeah, yeah.
So that doesn't make him a paedophile at all. So
that's one disaster.
That's one.
And he's got a baldy ginger cunt, the one with the fat wife over in California.
The other one's even balder, who's about to be the next king after the first king, Charles.
Is that Charles?
Well, no, William. He's got no fucking hair either.
Oh, he's as bald as a cunt.
I do
really
like I do like his missus, though. Kate.
Well, Kate.
Yeah, she's all right.
Boring, though, isn't she?
I think she'd be a bit more interesting than fucking Meghan.
I mean, Kate and William are boring.
Which one would you fuck then? Kate or
Meghan?
All,
Who, if I had to fuck any member of the royal family, definitely the Queen. I mean,
maybe she'd like it.
Well, it's because
I'm pretty sure that's a treasonous fucking thing to
say. I don't think she'd be that great in bed, but you'd be shagging living history, and that's got to be worth it.
Yeah, that's the same reason I nearly tried to shag. No,
actually, that's a good question. Well, it would. I suppose
it's not a question you'd ask.
It would be.
I don't know what's happened to me.
It would be Kate, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think
probably.
So.
I mean, you know, Meghan though, too fat.
Princess Anne a few years back.
No, she was always a dog.
That's not good.
I'd never fucking...
Fergie.
Fergie? Nobody would fuck her.
A lot of people did. I wouldn't fucking say that.
Fuck, she's a fucking real dog. Fucking
anyway,
Fergie.
That's a disgraceful conversation. Seems like a pretty good time to end. And thank the
Before we get into dangerous area. Wait a minute, we've already been
Do you know what we haven't said, though? At the end of this week, you and I are making fucking history. We're about to do a Saturday Night Live fucking TV show. Maybe we should call it Saturday Night Live, actually. We haven't got a name for it
yet. Can we do that?
Well, why not?
Didn't you call it Saturday Night's All Right? I quite like
it. Saturday Night's All Right, yeah. That's what I called it. But I don't know what we're going to call it. But it's you and me for 3 hours
Saturday
on
Night
Saturday
Live.
Night.
I think we might have some intellectual property difficulties.
Well, that's what you want, though, isn't it? You want fucking NBC suing you.
No, no, yeah. And we'll say, our show's called Saturday Night Live.
That's it.
Have you got that album, The Who, Live at Leeds?
Live at Leeds, yeah. That's very good. Apart from Keith Moon, who's dead, obviously. He's not living anywhere.
Why would you make a film about an album about where you live?
Well, you know what Northerners are like. They fucking love Leeds. I love Leeds, me. It's fucking great, Leeds. Let's make a fucking film about it.
I remember saying that. It's a bunch of
fucking cunts love Leeds.
When we were young in Stoke. Have you got that album, The Who, Live at Leeds? Yeah. It's actually The Who, Live at Leeds. Oh.
Is it now? Really?
I never knew.
All right, then what about the Live in the Isle of Wight Festival?
Yeah, yeah.
We got that one as well. Anyway, listen, so we should thank our Patreon executive producer. So stay fucking tuned to TV Land on Saturday, because on Saturday night, Kevin and I's debut as the new fucking Ant and Dec, effectively.
Yeah, Ant and Dec Only Funny.
7 o'clock, 7 to 10. It's going to be great.
We call it one of two things. Ant and Dec without the laughs, or Ant and Dec Only Funny. I think it's going to be the latter.
I think so.
They fucking had it, those two. 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock every Saturday night. We're not sure what it's going to be called yet.
But don't worry, we'll come up with a plan.
The two cunts.
Yeah, the two cunts. What are you going to do? The Patreon executive producers list is getting longer. We need to call them all out for being total and absolute wankers and cunts. I'll start off in reverse order, because these two are the newbies. So they're absolutely and utterly cuntish, because not only are they our executive producers, but they took too fucking long to join. Gareth Hughes, Tom O'Donnell, John O'Brien, Martin Gundry, Dean McCarthy, Jenny29. You've always got the same thing to say about Jenny29, haven't you?
Yeah. So she shags 29 men a night.
Yeah. Robbie London, Emil Watters. Still funny, no matter how many times you say it. Tom O'Donnell.
I've got to have a look
at
Jenny.
Tom O'Donnell's got two fucking name checks here, the cunt. Fuck off, O'Donnell. You're not getting two, you fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Double cunt. George Mayling, Emma Lou, John O'Brien, Jennifer Lineberger, who is, of course, as we know, the American whore.
Massive cunt.
You've got any more you can offer me, or have you caught up yet?
So we've got Dean McCarthy, Martin Gundry, John O'Brien.
I've done all them. I'm doing it in reverse order.
Jason Steele, Leonie Thomas.
There we go.
Robbie Lunnan, Matt Clark.
Yeah, that's it.
That does it, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. That does it. Apart from the guy at the bottom, the man from Suitable Choices. You want to do him?
Yeah, sure.
Go on.
We'd also like to mention Dave Johnson, a Thought Police fan, but also the boss of Suitable Choices. Suitable Choices is an independent mortgage brokerage which covers the whole of the UK, although the company is based in sunny Kent, just outside Margate. His tagline is straight talking, no bullshit advice, a man after our own hearts. And the web address is www.suitablechoices.co.uk. So there you go.
There you go. Brilliant. And of course, a live show coming up on the 7th of May at the Half Moon in Putney. If you haven't got a ticket yet, fucking get one. Stop fucking hanging around. Get on with it.
So is that going to be on the same day as we start our live?
No, week later.
A week later, yeah. Okay.
So we're going to have to do that live show, so not get too pissed.
So our TV show is going to start at 7 o'clock Saturday, on Saturday.
Saturday the 30th, I think it is.
Saturday the 30th.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
So it's all happening there.
It's all happening. We're busy boys, and you don't want to miss a fucking second of it, you absolute cunts.
Wankers.
Fuck off. Cunt.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.